Blog Talk Radio.
So yeah, it's funny what you people really sound like.
Yeah, I'm always told that I sound very ethnic.
Yeah,
I sound like a black.
Yeah, like a black.
Like B-L-E-C-K.
Like a black. Yeah, exactly.
I don't really think I do. I think, but when I do, like for some kind of bit we're doing, or if I'm doing a black voice, I do it well, so they think that I'm black, and I'm just talking white the rest of the time, you know.
Talking white.
Isn't that
quote unquote? I mean, I don't think that.
Isn't that how Tracy Morgan is, but just, like, the other way? Like, doesn't he just act extra black, but then, like, if you just talk to him regular, he sounds like a white guy?
He sounds pretty black all the time. I mean, now I shouldn't say black. He sounds ghetto all the time.
Oh.
I've heard him on interviews and stuff. He just sounds real uneducated.
I don't know. I think he's a smart guy.
He is. I know.
He's actually very, very intelligent.
I agree. I'm saying I just think he has that stereotypical accent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's dumb.
Maybe that's just his shtick.
Possible. Yeah, he's like Andy Kaufman.
Gilbert Gottfried. Have you ever heard his normal voice before? Like his normal speaking
voice?
Oh,
yeah, sure. He was on Howard Stern, and they caught him. They pranked him, basically.
Yeah,
they talked to him for like a half an hour with the recording on, and he just talked normally. He's like, yeah, I'm playing a club next week. And then they told him it's on. He's like, what are you doing, man? I'm trying to talk. I don't want to disguise my voice. Jafar!
Like Bobcat, when I first heard, like, Jafar. That was like the first time I heard Bobcat talk his normal voice, you know, when he was doing like the press rounds for like movies, the shit that he's directed, and not hearing his like stuttering, spitting kind of shit. It's kind of eye-opening.
Just to let everyone know that our phones are working now.
I was about to say, we have our first caller. Is this true?
We have two callers.
Well, we can only get to one.
All right, let's start.
God.
Let's start with 260.
260, what's your name? Where are you? Hello.
It's Luke.
Oh, what's up, Luke?
Not much.
Wow.
Thanks, Luke. What do you got?
Exciting.
Knock.
Oh.
Who's there?
Schmell my poo.
I'm sorry, what?
Schmell my poo.
Oh, you fell for it.
I really didn't hear you.
I really fall for it.
No, he cut him off. Nice, Sean. Nice.
Any more knock-knock jokes?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh.
Let's wrap it up.
That needed a better punchline. You needed a better reaction to the joke.
Yeah.
Hey.
That didn't cut it.
Yeah, the double rainbow guy got you beat.
You just gave him his fix of self-esteem this week, Darren.
Let's move on.
He had to trick me into it.
To our other caller. Thanks, Luke, for bringing down the show for a good few minutes.
Oh, we have an area code that I'm not sure we're familiar with. 813?
813, all right. Sounds like I've said it before, but okay. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Aaron. I've called into the show before.
See?
I have horrible memory.
Oh, well, actually, since this is, like, the final show of the summer, I was calling in to thank Rob, actually, for something he did from this summer. When you did the giveaway, I was having, like, a really, like, crappy summer, so when you did the giveaway for the Mayhem tickets and I won because I didn't have money to go, I went to the Mayhem show and I actually won a guitar at the Mayhem show, a Dave Mustaine signature guitar.
Get out of here.
No,
wait a minute.
Gave you the tickets, you have to send that guitar.
Yeah, that's right. That guitar is a proper full injection. Send it over immediately.
Wait, did you get the dick pics too that he sent with the tickets?
No.
There was the local band. I was actually going to call them when you guys did Thrasher or Trasher next. I wasn't able to call them last week. They did this giveaway for like the hardest mosher won a guitar, and I never moshed before. I'm like 5'6" and 110 pounds. I'm nothing. So I go in there, and this guy practically snaps my arm. He pretty much, like, my arm goes completely out of place. And the singer found out about it, and they gave me the guitar.
Nice, to avoid the lawsuit. They gave you the guitar. That's smart. Kids will learn, if you want to win a guitar,
injure yourself.
Create a situation where you can sue the person.
But first, malnourish yourself. You can be easily damaged.
Yeah, but were you all right? Were you...
No, I was fine. The guy on my arm was like, I like hit the nerves or something. My arm wouldn't stop shaking. And he was like, here, have the guitar. And they took a bunch of pictures with me and everything. And then he was like, but please, when you go home, please go to the hospital.
Nice.
Like bone was coming out of his skin and stuff. And like they're just posing with him for pictures for their next poster.
I like you calling because you are proof that we give away tickets. We actually give them away.
And
he
proved that people actually take them and go to shows, unlike some other people.
Oh, yeah, I'm like that last dude last time.
Oh, yeah, that fucking that one.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, I, like, that show was amazing. Rob Zombie and Korn were really good. Winds of Plague and Shadows Fall didn't show up because their bus broke down, and I went there to see Winds, really, which really blew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what happened. So then on top of, like, all that, I was like, whatever, I'm just going to go mosh, and then I went to guitar, and I was so happy. You guys made my summer so amazing for helping me get this guitar, because I've always wanted it. It's amazing, and I just really wanted to thank you guys for the amazing show.
You've always wanted that specific guitar? Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, actually, it's Dave Mustaine's United Abomination signature. It's like Dean V, and I've seen it in Guitar Center a billion times, and I've always wanted it.
Noah's
I'm
rubbing
seething.
On the chair right
I'm
now.
I'm seething right now. I'm
how,
so angry.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh,
good
perfect.
For you.
Totally Noah's...
Shut up.
Wait, do you have long hair?
No, actually, I have short hair.
It's all over.
Wait, Noah just went in the bathroom when she heard about that guitar. Let's listen. Hold on.
Wow, how did it take us 37 minutes to get to that? I don't understand. It was like the whole second hour last week.
I thought it was going to be in the bland, actually.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I totally forgot your name, though.
Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. Yeah. Great, man. Well, keep on keeping on and you know, put those stickers that I sent you in a good spot.
And let us know if you manipulate any other bands into giving you valuable items.
Yes.
Smart guy.
If you injure yourself.
I didn't get the metal injection sticker on the Twilight 3 Inches of Blood guy, but I got, like, sprayed.
Do it.
I tried. And the dude, like, had the, like, he had, like, a giant water gun and kept spraying me.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
I see.
He tried to do it.
I see.
All right. You'll get him next time. It's okay.
All right, cool. Do we have any more calls?
Yes, thanks for calling.
We gotta keep moving.
781, the peculiar area code.
781, definitely has called in before.
This is comedian Steven Wright.
Oh, that's right.
We got a big star on the line. Hey, Steven.
I just need to remember that 781 is Pizza Destroyer.
No, it's Steven Wright.
Steven Wright. They live near
each
other.
Sorry. Yeah.
I didn't know that
Steven
you had a
Wright
guest
Destroyer.
Book.
So, what's going on, Steven? Let's run with the gag.
Oh, got it. So, what's up, Steven?
Steven, how are you?
Curly.
That's all
you right now.
Do you want to answer some questions from some other callers?
Well, let's see if he has any material. You want to do any jokes?
Yeah.
Guys.
One time I went to a stand-up comedy show. I couldn't remember any of my jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the joke.
Is that your joke?
That's the joke.
Wow, that was you killed.
Unbelievable. Our studio audience is in tears.
Okay, anyway, actually, there was something I wanted to ask.
Wait, give us the clue.
No, he's over the bit. He's over the bit. Let's move on. All right, what's your question?
Did you ever send me that CD?
What CD?
Akrakaki.
Wasn't this like a million years ago?
I don't know, Rob.
I asked you like a month ago.
Oh, then no, I didn't yet. I'm a little behind on my shipments.
You want me to take over that? I'll just mail the stuff out for you. I have
all right.
No problem doing that.
Sure.
I'll do them all in time.
Fine.
I like how it gets passed around all the time. It started with me, then with you.
It's like a joint.
Darren.
It's really, I mean, it really would, like, at this point.
It is a pain in the ass to
get
out
queued
there.
Up. Yeah. It's like a solid 2 hours, 2.5 hours of work, I would say.
Why don't you do them all on one day? Like, say, you know, all the week's mailings, and then just do it all in one shot.
Well, because then it would only be like 3 or 4. But now I got a solid 10 or 15, so it's worth it.
It depends, like, what we're giving away, too, because, like, Mayhem tickets, they have, you know, they have a deadline.
Yeah, no, that stuff I was on top of. But this is just like, whatever, you'll get it. Don't worry. You didn't pay anything.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering.
You're welcome.
Well, he just really wants
hey, buddy,
to
it's in the mail, huh?
Yeah, it'll happen.
He's excited.
Just download it illegally for now.
He wants his coffee.
Well,
does it
cover the other 2 bots? I was probably just going to do that because I don't have every album by them.
He's giving you an ultimatum.
It's
now.
Fine. It'll be there in the next 2 months. You don't have to go to an extreme.
No, don't do that. Don't.
My birthday is November 1st. You could send it then.
We don't care.
I'll send
hey,
it.
Hey, that's mean.
I had to have one Sid comment the entire show.
Yeah. By the way, Pizza Destroyer's deviated septum is in the chat right now.
Nice.
All right, Pizza Destroyer, we have another caller.
Get
wait,
at
wait,
it.
Wait. I have a crazy story. Can I tell you?
Yes. Fast.
No. You have 15 seconds.
All right. So yesterday I drank alcohol for the first time, right? Because my brother had a bunch of people over. And so, like, he's like, dude, check out this cocktail. And so he, like, pours, like, vodka, Kahlua, and cream into the shot glass, which is white Russian. And so the next thing I know, I'm, like, really drunk because I just had a ton of them. And so apparently I went on a drunken rampage. I don't remember any of this, by the way, but, like, I checked my posts on this website called UltimateGuitar.com. I'm drunk as hell, and I'm like, I probably won't remember any of this tomorrow. And so, like, I wake up, and... Huh?
5 seconds left. Go.
I wake up, and there's, like, fire extinguisher stuff everywhere. I'm just like, what is going on? And I look through my brother's camera, and there's just like this picture of me going crazy with a fire extinguisher.
Upload it to YouTube. Leave it as a comment on the post. Thanks for calling in, Pizza Destroyer. Get him off the line.
Okay, we have six.
What did that have to do with Ultimate Guitar Guy?
I have no idea.
Oh, God, that's so strange.
Bunch of non-sequiturs. Next.
678.
Hello?
Hey, is this Pizza Destroyer again?
No. This is the pothead from Georgia.
Is that your name?
Oh, your parents called you?
Pothead
named you?
From Georgia?
Yeah.
PFG. All right, what's up, PFG?
I would like to thank Rob for giving me the Cannabis Corpse CD that came in the mail.
Well, this is so far a great
episode
for me, yeah. Because everyone just loves me. That's why I do it. Well, you're welcome.
And it took like a few weeks.
What's that?
It took like a long time, but it's worth it because it's free.
Well, like we say now, please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery.
A month.
4 to 6 months.
No, it's been a month. 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah. Cool. Well, you're welcome. No, thanks. Thanks for saying that. How about that?
All right. I'm
okay,
smoke
thank
a
you.
And keep listening.
Yes, cool. Smoke lots of blunts. That's what we're doing, but pipes.
Okay, I think we have a Skype caller. 919-486 blah 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 blah.
Okay.
Caller, if you're a caller.
Hello?
Yes, it's you. What is your name and where are you from?
It's Avidya.
Oh, what's up, Avidya?
Oh my goodness.
This is our caller from
not much, Robert.
Hey, you know, there are other people here talking
to
you.
Do you want to thank me for sending you a CD as well, although I didn't because you're all the way in India?
Yes, I was actually going to talk about that. Robert?
Yes?
I've got a question.
All right, go on. What is your question?
Hello?
Yes, what is your question?
Do you really care about your fans?
Oh.
Do I really care about my fans? Are you kidding me? They're the most important thing in the world to me. After my health, weed, my friends, my family, my computer, my television, my bed, Noah's dog, all the people I know in Brooklyn.
Drug dealer?
My drug dealer. After that, my fans are the most important thing in the world to me.
I think your computer was actually a lot higher on the list than you gave.
Okay, I would like to contradict that.
Go on.
I posted something on your Facebook like a month ago. You completely ignored it.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow, Rob.
What did you post? What did you post on my Facebook?
But in his defense, Rob is kind of a D-bag.
Oh. That's his defense?
Yeah.
You're fired. You're the worst attorney ever.
That's a Vidge's defense. Who are you defending, buddy?
Hey, you know, whatever.
I'm looking through my wall. First of all, you should say thank you that I accepted you as my friend.
Oh.
Let's put it out.
Wow.
Yeah, this is gratitude injection that someone said in the chat just now.
Wait, is the video still on the line?
Oh, I think he dropped.
He had to go save a cow from dying.
Oh,
that's rude.
All right,
maybe he just got really
more.
Pissed off and just left. No.
Sorry. The next.
It's like when a girl like slams the door after she yells at you for ignoring
her. You didn't respond.
It's an E-door.
Runs away.
E-door.
Okay, let's take 801.
801. What's your name and where are you from?
Eggers, and I just called in to listen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm putting you back on hold. We have another caller.
Get
okay, we have 502.
502! What's your name and where are you from?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Reptileskin.
Reptileskin?
Reptileskin.
Reptileskin. Just now.
Is it reptile or reptar like on the Rugrats cartoon?
Reptar.
No, reptile.
Reptar.
No, oh, reptar.
Oh, yeah.
Reptar.
What's up, Reptileskin? Oh. Wow.
I don't think that's not really calling us. Yeah. Yeah, you just have to get us to, like, go search out.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
we have a full
time.
Are you still there?
Really using a Rugrat reference?
Is that a guy or a girl?
I think it was a girl.
It was a computer.
I think it was a girl.
What else
was a
broad?
We have 229.
229. What is your name and where are you from?
Sneaky broad.
229. And you're out of here.
Aww.
And that's that.
What
okay,
else?
Okay, one more. We have 260, I think they...
260.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you from?
It's Luke again.
How
Lucas,
did we forget
I love
this?
You.
He just called it. What's up, Luke?
Go ahead.
Quick.
Have any of you heard of a band called Heavy Light of the Crown?
I've heard of The Crown.
No.
Oh.
They sing about
a Metallica song?
It's the name of a full-blown Chaos record, I think.
Oh.
And a Doom Riders song.
Yeah, that's true.
What would you like to tell us about them?
They
that's
are
it.
Wonderful.
There you go. Everybody should check them out. Thanks a lot, Luke.
Thrash it.
We're gonna take a music break.
Wait, we have one more new caller.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think. 815.
815. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello. It's Alex.
Hey.
I am from No Place You Want to Be, and I have a joke.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. I didn't know this was the joke line, but go on.
It's the joke line. Okay. A man walks into a bar. His alcoholism is tearing his family apart.
I love it.
That's Sean's future.
Yeah, no shit.
That's what he
that's,
loves it.
Wait, are you Sean's autobiography ghostwriter?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, God. That was a good one.
All right. You win.
It's known as a non-joke.
Okay, wait, is he a first-time caller?
No, I called last week.
Oh, well, you're honest, so get him out of here.
Good job, Alex.
I actually have a follow-up joke to that.
Go on.
A horse walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "Why the long face?" And,
ah.
then the horse says, "I just killed my wife."
Nice.
All right, we have 229 back.
All right, 229. Is this going to happen, or are you just too shy to talk?
I'm just listening. Hello?
Oh, okay. All right.
Good. Get out of here, 229.
Okay.
Is that Zell's theme?
Yeah, that was Avidia's theme music, but yeah. I accidentally
That's not racist.
No, it's
I thought Darren got so bored he started watching porn.
started watching Street Fighter.
Space porn.
254.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Hey.
There, Rico from Houston.
Hey, Rico from Houston. How's it going?
Doing good, sitting at work, bored as fuck.
Well, is it because our show is boring, or is it because your job is boring?
Actually, I just got on, and I just got on, so now it got a little better.
What do you do?
I'm a tankerman. I load barges with chemicals and oil and gas and shit.
So let me ask you this. This is what you're doing when you got on. What are you going to do when you get off?
Oh! Hi-yo.
That's horrible.
You're talking about ejaculating, Noah.
Yeah, at the workplace.
That was pretty funny.
So, Rico, are you a first-time caller?
Yes,
he is a
first-time caller. Yes, I actually am. I was calling to listen in, and then I heard you say my area code. And I guess I'm $5 now.
Wow, exciting, exciting. Are you a little embarrassed now?
No, not really. I just didn't want to call and get made fun of.
Well, are we making fun of? We don't make
no,
fun.
No, it's funny. No, it's really funny. Like whenever I'm in the car and I'm listening to it, I'm listening to, like, old podcasts. And I hear y'all make fun of, like, the funniest thing is when y'all make fun of, like, Pizza Destroyer and his nasal cavity or his nose.
Deviate.
Or when you, that is so, his deviated septum. That is so fucking hilarious, dude. And I'm at a red light laughing my ass off, and I look over and somebody's just staring at me, and I'm like, son of a bitch. I look like the asshole, you know? It's
awesome.
Fucking hilarious. That or when you say the whole, the red cord merch. That's fucking funny.
Red Gord merch.
That guy and Pizza Destroyer should get together and steal a liquid nitrogen and go blow up a swimming pool.
That'd be a great
thing. Yes.
They totally need to hang out.
I totally know where there's a swimming pool that we can blow up.
These livecast people, they all need to, like...
Have a sitcom?
Have, like, a...
They need a gathering.
Do a little gathering. Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what we need to do, and Noah's the fuck-up in this case, because she works for Sirius.
As usual.
Get us a show on Sirius, and then we'll have Livecast 101, where all of our whack packers will be on, just like
I would.
Yeah, Noah, come on. What is wrong with you? Why don't we have a show yet?
And then you can take all these kids' virginities.
That could be like a weekly show. Noah de-virginizes.
What do you think Shady 150 is all about? He just gets all these broads in there to bang
25,
them.
Not 150.
Oh, sorry.
Cancer Scare, Mongoose Commander, you can fuck them all.
I'm trying, guys. Maybe if Rob would fix up the webpage so we can have something to, you know, send people to show them our work.
Oh, I see what we're doing here. Well, maybe if Darren would just extract some clips, I'd have content for the website. Go, Darren. Go, Darren.
No, you have to pass.
I started this. You have to pass the blame. Oh, we came full circle. All right. Yes, it's a full circle blame game.
Well, anyway, since Rico is a first-time caller, are we still giving away presents?
We don't give away presents for first-time callers anymore.
Stop.
We're over that.
But you can do something interesting, and we'll give you something.
Go.
All right, what's that? All right, what's that?
You tell us.
Set a car dealership on fire.
Send Rob poisonous chemical
that's
in the mail.
That's right.
Ask my trivia question.
What about a livecast trivia question? How about that?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
I'll go ahead.
All right, well, if you have one, go on.
Well, I want to hear what yours is, because mine is pretty easy.
Mine was going to be who won the first Death or No Death.
Oh, okay.
What was it?
Who won the first Death or No Death?
E not here?
He's not here, that's true.
All right.
That was a smart
answer. He's a musician in the band.
I can't hear you breaking up.
He's a musician in a band.
I'll give him the easier
question.
Name one, just one fake band from any Death or No Death episode.
Okay, that's a pretty easy one.
Yeah, don't know.
Well, you're going to have to do your research.
The one time I call in, you'll actually talk about, you'll ask me a metal question or something like that. Normally, y'all will talk about anything metal, and now it's the one time I call in, I get the metal question.
You want to ask him a metal question? Ask him something related to metal. Frank, you can do that.
I think he was complaining that you asked him.
No, he's saying this was a metal. No, Death or No Death is a game show that we do on here.
I just started listening, I don't know, maybe a month ago. And I got,
right.
Got
well,
like
you know
the
what?
First three podcasts I've listened to.
As a consolation prize. We'll give you a prize anyway!
Yay!
Are you a metal injection junkie?
That's not much of a game.
Yes,
it's going to come in like a month. What's your username?
Yeah. Upon Your Dead Body.
Oh, all right then. Well, send Rob Injection a private message and we'll make it happen. All right, we have some more callers.
I'm
going
to keep you on hold so you can listen.
I just want to say that I'm highly opposed to that, giving a prize anyway. For doing nothing. If we're going to get rid of it. If you want to give it.
Stop
well, I like that guy.
Either do it uniformly or don't do
it. I like
that
guy.
I like all these guys.
I don't know how it's possible, but we have 7 lines that are filled, and we only have 6 phone lines.
All right. Well, it's probably because of listening.
One of them is inside the house.
I said the kids are going to get laid by you. They're all calling in now.
Okay, we have 609.
Hey, what's up?
The Fonz.
Hey. Two things. One, I want to make a shout-out to a friend, and I have a question.
This is Hot 97?
Yeah, I didn't know this was a hip-hop show.
Yeah! Ew. Shout-out. Harry Sack, you suck. All right, number two. What?
Go on.
Right. And number two, when's the next time you guys are doing Thrasher or Thrasher? Because last time you guys did that, I was fucking laughing my ass off.
Last week.
Probably in 2 weeks.
Maybe in a
really?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, last sick.
Week. Sorry,
you did it last week?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Unbelievable.
We did, but we're going to have to move on. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
I wonder how it goes supersonic like that.
I think we have Avidya back on the line.
Oh, let's get him on. Avidya?
I fucking hate your face.
Hello, Robert.
Yes.
Just to clarify, I wasn't pissed or anything.
Oh, whew. Avidya, you're my favorite call because you're all the way on the other end of the universe, known as Earth.
Yeah, so did you take it out?
It's not a universe.
Good one, Mr. Simon.
You are on the other side of the moon, and we love you for that. See, in America, we haven't figured out science yet.
You might as well be in China.
You're on another block of the square that we call Earth.
In India,
we're not mathematicians here. No.
In India, they're splitting the atom in like fourth grade. And over here, we're like, how many planets are there?
This is a universe, right?
What's the moon? I don't even know. Jersey Shore's coming on.
You would say.
Yeah, I look like
listen, man. Listen.
Oh, he's cut.
So, I've been trying to call you for like every week since the last time I called you, but the phone lines are always blowing up. So it's almost like you guys sold out or something.
Yeah.
Wait, our phone lines blown up? What are you talking about?
That's never the case, my friend.
It's been like 3 years since you've called. It's not 3 years, a few months.
Yeah. It's been a month.
No, it just blew up.
The phone line blew up.
He meant literally. Pizza destroyed. That's fine.
Okay, so did you check it out?
Check what out?
The link I sent you.
Where is this link?
It's on your Facebook page from a month ago.
I couldn't find it.
Send it again.
Yeah, leave it again on my page, and I'll check it out.
Hey, Avidya, I'm kind of pissed off at you because you're not my friend on Facebook.
Who would want to be your friend?
No, they can't have.
That's because I couldn't find you.
Oh.
Well then,
I'll do it immediately after I get back from college today. Okay.
He just got back
and
from college.
And Sid too, if he stops being a douchebag.
Oh,
hey, that'll never happen.
Sid's not here to defend himself. So, Frank, you defend Sid. Go.
I can't do that.
No, just keep insulting him. Keep ripping on him. I feel that's what you should. Anyway, video.
Guys,
we have a bunch more callers, but always great to hear from you.
Okay, man. Best show ever. Keep it heavy.
Right. Get out of here, this guy.
Wait till Ken Pierce comes out.
All right, we have 347.
347, that's New York.
Maybe.
347. Hello?
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 Yes, who is this?
Hey, Rob, this is the guy from Iraq, man.
Oh! What's up?
What's up, man? I thought I was your favorite, man.
Damn it. Can I have more than one favorite?
Dude, it's TGFI.
Wow, is this seriously a fucking New York number?
347 is an area code in Brooklyn, I think, right?
Yep. 347. Yeah. No, it's
oh, wow.
cell phone.
But if they give it to landlines now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's crazy,
what's up?
Right, I'm still over here in Iraq. I'm using a Spalware phone, man.
Wow.
Oh. I thought you were going to be out of there. When you?
No. Actually, well, I can't really tell y'all when I'll be back because of OPSEC, but I will say it's going to be within the next month.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear.
Hooray.
But yeah, man, like, I haven't been able to listen to y'all for the past couple of weeks since the last time I called because I've been out on mission and shit every time y'all fucking, you know, been doing the show. So what the hell's been going on, man?
Well, you know, my birthday happened and you didn't wish me a happy birthday, which I'm actually relieved about because what I agreed to do was I did a shot for every caller that we had. And after 14, I had to give up. I lost the game.
Come on, you sound like a pussy, man.
It's funny because he is one too.
Whatever. I'm just me.
14 shots of what?
Of vodka, of absolute.
14 shots of vodka, seriously.
Yeah, like in an hour.
Listen,
8 of which I did,
man,
like
please,
right,
dude. Dude, before we deployed, I took 10 shots of 151 within 30 minutes. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So that means you can smell Rob's vagina all the way in Iraq, right?
You have to ride in a tank in a zigzag down the fucking desert.
I don't think so.
I had a pussy like Rob. That fucker. fucking Iraqis. I can drink and drive a tank, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, fucking happy late birthday.
Thanks, but more importantly than that, last week you missed a monumental moment.
Yeah, this is a clip of Rob after he drank 14 shots. Mama.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what this really is, let's explain the full thing, is
it's Rob.
No, Ryan Seacrest got Larry King to sing Poker Face, and that was his attempt at doing it. Here's the full clip.
Can't read my poker face.
Hey, you guys, me and my whole unit, a huge favor.
Aww.
She's got me like nobody.
Poker face. Poker face. Mama. Poker face. Poker face. Mama.
Mama.
Sounds like he's like singing a rain dance or something. Singing a rain dance. Good.
Like, you know what would be so fucking awesome?
What?
Ignorance.
What? I know you guys are fucking following the Summer Slaughter tour, right? If I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, it's over now, but okay.
Oh, well, okay. Well, it's over now. So, hey, that's cool. You guys know some bands you can get in touch with? You know, you can give us like a welcome home party back at Fort Benning, you know, in about the next 2 months or so, right?
It's not that easy.
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that. We're not...
Let's put it this way. Well, I know that. Let me put it this way, man. I'm so sick and tired of going somewhere and listening to this cheap-ass, sleazy-ass fucking country bands, man, that play nothing but 3 fucking chords. I want to hear some real music, dude.
Yeah.
We're on the same boat.
Like Falconer.
Yeah.
Noah hates chord bands.
I don't hate them.
I'm so sick of fucking country, man.
Yeah.
Well, we don't get that much of it.
How do you feel about Western?
He likes country. He hates country. He likes Western. Where's Mountain Man? I thought you were
going to
Mountain Man!
All right. Well, we have a bunch of more callers, so we're going to have to keep moving it along, but you are totally my favorite caller. From America.
All
right,
man.
You're my favorite American.
Me, you know?
Oh.
Who? Me?
Yeah, yeah, my email. You know, you never got back to me. But it's all good. I see how it is.
You never
Wait
got
a minute.
Back to his email?
I did respond to you. I thought our conversation was over.
Oh.
After I responded.
She's kind of...
I don't know about that, because I had sent you some stuff about, you know, playing Jacksons and everything. But, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's putting you on the spot.
I log into... Wait, I can log into my account.
When people come home from Iraq, we go to their cities and play our music, and it is like crack. They are all sick of country and western. They want to hear things like this. We look for elves in caves and places to take a piss. All of us work in Sam Ash, like I told you last week.
I'm out of stuff.
All right.
Cool.
All right. I'll write you another email then.
All right. Let's move along. We got to take a music break pretty soon. So.
Okay.
What do we got?
All right, guys. Take it easy.
See you later.
See you.
Oh, boy. How about 913?
913. What's your name? Where are you from?
What's up?
What's up? Who is this?
This is Morbid Toaster from the chat.
Hello, Morbid Toaster. Where are you from?
Kansas City. Kansas City, actually.
Oh, you said it.
Now, before
I get it.
Before you say anything, I just want to point out you were telling us, you kept saying, hang up on this fucking asshole, meaning the Iraq guy.
Wow.
In the chat. So, no, he's entitled to his opinion, but I'm just wondering if you'd want to.
Yeah,
can get
I got two questions for you. Why?
What's up?
He's backing down.
First one is... Would you rather suck Rush Limbaugh's dick or eat out Rosie O'Donnell?
Wait, whose dick?
Neither.
What was the question?
Would I rather suck Rush Limbaugh's dick or eat out Rosie O'Donnell?
Rosie O'Donnell, that's easy. Well, you want to suck a dick, let alone Rush Limbaugh's dick?
I just personally don't want to be anywhere near the bottom half of Rosie O'Donnell.
So you'd rather suck Rush Limbaugh's
dick? You'd
rather
suck Rush Limbaugh's
dick. That's the dilemma. I don't want to suck Rush Limbaugh's dick, but somebody presented me with this question. I had no idea what to say.
He's backing down from his own dilemma.
All right, brother, here's a dilemma for you. Would you rather blow your dad or beat your mom in the face with a baseball bat?
Beat your mom in the
face? I would probably
time,
beat
right?
the shit out of my mom.
No, beat tough. Off to your mom
oh.
in her face.
Oh, no, yeah. I have no idea, dude. I don't even know how to answer that.
Right answer, oh. both at once.
What else you got? Do you have two things?
The other question was, when are you guys going to read more Dave Mustaine?
We were actually going to do it later.
We
ever get to these calls.
We're gonna go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, thanks for calling. Let's move on.
All right,
we never got a definitive answer for that.
What?
About Rush Limbaugh.
Fuck it.
I think that's just hilarious that he comes up with this ridiculous scenario and refuses to answer it like it's unfair. Anyway.
So who else we got now?
Taking more calls, we have 502.
502.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
This is Jacob. I'm just chilling in Kentucky right now. Listening to your show.
Sounds
yeah,
like
you're
so, chilling.
Yeah. I've been working on this song for this game I'm developing.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of soft, but I wanted to see if you guys could judge it for me. All right. Wait a second. Wait. All right. Wait. Let me. I got the audio clip right here.
Well, it's already playing.
Oh, it sounds good.
What is it
supposed to be?
Yeah, how do you guys like it so far?
What is it for?
It's work
like
apart.
It sounds Asian.
It's just this, it's kind of like a mix between Tetris and Snake. It's kind of weird.
I'm into it.
I don't know. I don't think it fits.
Yeah.
It sounds like a show
game. Yeah. Well, it's kind of it's funny because of how little it goes with the game.
Oh, so they hired you to make a song that
sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just wanted your opinion.
I liked it.
Well, let us know when you have the game done. I'm into the game concept. All
right.
Get this guy up.
Wait. One more thing. Do you guys have you ever heard of Battletoads?
No.
Yes.
You've heard of Battletoads?
Yeah, it's like a ripoff Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, wow.
Game.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. All right, yeah. I'll see you guys later.
Peace. That's all you wanted to say? Holy shit.
Cool.
We need a screener, man.
Let's
I'm
take
sorry.
A music break. This is going to start out a little crotch duster.
His Battletoads is like a 4chan thing, right?
Oh, is that like a meme? Yeah.
Maybe this was all a 4chan invasion of terrible
but
questions.
But they suck. It's like you mentioned Battletoads. It's a big deal. It's not even like funny, like Howard Stern's penis. Yeah.
All right, here's Let Me Into Starfish Land by Crotch Duster.
That blonde chick with the big tits?
Yeah, too much fucking makeup.
Oh, dude, she was hot as shit, yeah. I fucking saw her.
She's alright, but she is high fucking maintenance.
Yeah, she sounds like it. Is that that bitch that came in here and sang that one day?
You know, she's one of those like...
Yeah, she's pretty good, dude. You think we can get her to sing on this song?
Dude, she won't sing on this song. Dude, she will not sing anything that has to do anything with tits or fucking pussy or anything.
Really? Even if we paid her?
Even if we gave her, like, $500, she likes Jesus and shit like that.
Oh, man.
Dude, she's only fucking kissed. She's 23 years old. She's only kissed a fucking guy.
That's because she's never had her asshole licked before.
Just gonna stand there and hear me cry.
Fuck!
That's alright, cause I love the way you lie.
remember fighting the guy, the Killer Bee, WrestleMania 3. His name was Brian Blair. No, you can't explain it, but he makes you so enraged. Go insane, being double. Wanna fuck him in his ass and make him humble. You always talk about him, how he's such a nasty faggot, fantasizing how you wanna take him down. Cause you're such a crazy Arab, wanna punch and secure a pile driver, camel clutch him, throw him down, pin him, then take off his trunks and start to fuck him in the ass. He deserves it cause he stole your coat. But your phony didn't even give you half. Didn't leave you nothing but a gram. That was bullshit. Man, he must be joking. Now he has a job just because he's blowing Hulk Hogan. But you promised Vince that you wouldn't make him pay. See him at the indie shows, but he always runs away and it makes you sad. Now you're sitting there crying like a lady. Guess that's why they call you Sheiky Baby.
Just gonna stay.
Audio fucking piece of shit. Audio nonsense motherfucker.
Are you kidding me?
Just gonna stand there and hear me.
How can you do that? Bullshit!
I love the way you lie.
Fucking bullshit!
Now, Hulk, I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. And I said that your daughter was a tranny, drag queen, rubbed her down with lotion and you fucked her. She was just 15, looks like you in makeup and a dress. Okay, that's mean, my bad. I was high on mescaline and speed. Maybe I shouldn't have slapped you with my cock and MSG. Maybe that's what happens when a California meets an Iranian. All I know when I see like you, it feels amazing. Come on, Hulk, don't wanna fight, brother, let's stop. Why you wanna beat me in the face and do a leg drop? Choke me till my breath stops. Wind up in a cell block. Listen to me rambling, I'm as coked up as Xbox. Next time, I will make your son cry. I apologize even to your ugly wife. Okay, I can't do this. I am not sorry, Hogan. You're a punk if you ever try to fuck with me again.
I can break his fucking back. Break his back, make him humble, and then fuck his ass.
Just gonna
no food, no life. Mario, no good motherfucker. Tony, take a look. Are you the fucking bullshit?
Assalamu alaikum, my brother. Malakum assalam. Yo, Allah.
Fucking bullshit.
I love the way you lie.
Fucking bullshit.
You fucking suck. I'm not gonna talk anymore, I'm done now. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
AIDS was a person. But all right. I guess Bland knows AIDS.
Did he say my name? What's wrong? I think he's just drunk or something. Can't get his announcements together.
That was supposed to be a tribute to Sid. Bland's drunk, clearly.
Okay.
You know, we have a tape of that. We don't need you to do that.
Rob just wants to try out for Dream Theater. He's displaying his drum technique.
I like his alfalfa he's got going on, though, right now.
Okay. Oh, I didn't get to your mic fast enough.
Do we have a caller?
We have area code 484 who's been hanging on the line.
484.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
This is Mike. I was just IMing you. So I'm wasting your time in two ways.
Wow.
Whoa.
How do you have Rob's IM name?
It's getting serious.
Because me and Mike, Robert are like, good buds.
No, Mike has been doing some artwork for us.
Oh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like what you did.
It's true. He did the flyer for our CMJ show starring A Life Once Lost on October 20th in Club Europa.
Nice plug.
That was nice flyer. Hey.
Yeah. Noah liked it because there was sort of a Star of David on it, so Noah relates to that.
Yes.
She's Jewish.
I got it. I think he understood. Wow.
So Mike, you're in Philly, right?
Yes, I am.
Are there any Jews in Philly?
No, but we're getting all your hipster runoff.
Whoa.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
get him out of here. Get those tourists out of here.
Hipster runoff, fake.
I guess it's the hipsters that are too poor to afford.
New York.
Yeah, to afford the Williamsburg lifestyle. They're like, fuck it, I'm moving to Philly.
Yeah, no, they think it's too ironic up there. It's just outside of their irony level.
So Philly isn't ironic? Philly doesn't understand irony?
It's very straightforward.
Yeah, we're no nonsense down here.
Wow. Wait, I'm sorry, wait, what's his name? Steve?
Mike.
Sean? Mike.
Oh.
Cool.
You were almost in the right half of the alphabet, though.
I just smoked, so I can't remember things. And
So,
like, do you do any other kind of artwork for, like, other metal websites?
No.
Or
no.
Other metal websites?
He does band stuff.
Yeah,
hype yourself up.
That's what he does. You.
Go!
Yeah, I'm currently, I'm doing stuff for Pelican right now.
Whoa.
Pelican is legit.
Wait, Sean, do you like Pelican?
That's an exception to the rule.
Wait a minute, but Pelican is all solo.
Yeah, it's instrumental, yeah. It's an exception.
I have to say, though, I am definitely on Team Sean. I definitely support the Power of Violence, fucking Spaz and Weekend Nachos and, you know.
Hey,
I'm on Team Mike.
Well, no one's against it except Sid, and he's not here.
I don't. Hold on. I never said I was anti-power violence. I like that stuff too.
Oh, Rob.
But to be all closed-minded and be like, "Oh, solo's great, solo gay." No,
but there's exceptions to the rule. I just say by majority.
No, you're wrong. By majority's sake, you're wrong.
It's true. It's really.
Am I right, Mike? Am I right, Mike?
I have no comment.
Yeah. Come on, Mike.
You're wrong.
Agree with me here. Come on, buddy.
Team Mike all the way.
So does Team Mike have a website?
TeamMike.com? Yeah.
Tumblr.
You can see the Fat Kid Illustrations work at thefatkidillustration.tumblr.com. And then I'm working on a new website.
Isn't that a URL for the blind?
comma zero.
I like to make it as hard as possible so that nobody hires me.
Wow.
It's a good strategy. Keep it underground.
A good way to do it is to go http://.
No, that's incorrect.
I know. Then they have to look up the real thing.
You've ruined it for them. So if you kids at home can spell illustration, go to thefatkidillustration.com to see some of Mike's work.
/tripod.
Did you say the fat kid?
Yeah. He thinks he's fat.
Michael, are you fat?
I am.
So he's on Noah, too. She thinks she's fat.
How much do you weigh? Can you reveal that?
I weigh fat pounds. That's how much I fucking weigh.
Fat pounds.
Shit.
He gets on a scale and says, "You fat, son."
One person at a time, please.
I've been telling people this for years, and they always try to argue me, but they always lose.
They always tell you, "Mike, you have an image problem." And he's like, "Well, that's why I'm an illustrator."
Well, that's why people go into IT jobs.
Well, isn't this like an extension of an IT job, if you think about it? Right, Mike? We're totally dissecting you while you're not even in the room. How do you feel about that?
Not good.
All right, we have a bunch of more callers, but, you know, thanks for calling in and all that. We'd offer you a free CD, but you don't need it.
And I'm happy
to
be
on
Team Mike.
Seeing you at Envy, so, yeah, thanks for that.
Hey, I will be seeing you at Envy.
There you go. You and Sean can meet up. Mm-hmm. Sean will be the one that looks like a skinhead.
Sean will be wearing a customized Team Mike baseball jersey.
What's your number?
What's my number?
Mike number one.
Oh.
Mike number one.
It's the infinity symbol, because I'll always be on Team Mike.
Whoa.
Yeah, fitted with a nice meatball steak in the front, you know.
He's saying he's fat. Shame on
you. You went there. Well, Sean, you might be on Team Mike, but AKA Metalhead in the chat says he's on Team Rabba.
With an H. Rabba with an H.
Rahaba. I'm like Rihanna. Rabah.
It's Rabah.
That guy's been giving you an ego hand job the entire show.
I like this guy.
Rabah is his Hebrew name, actually.
All right. See you later, Mike. Who else we got?
Okay, let's just take 801. It's Grandcore Luigi with a very urgent question.
What's up?
Well, this question I was going to ask was something that came up on Metal Sucks a long time ago, and I think you guys covered it for a little bit. It's like what your super group would be. I think you guys kind of only covered people who had died, because I think this happened after the passing of the drummer from Avenged Sevenfold. So I actually know of a super group of like five members that I think would be really good together. What I want to know is what 5 to 6 members would make your guys the super group. It could be alive or dead. So I think that it's unfair to do dead people, so I do live.
Fuck.
Okay. Who's the lead singer of Screwdriver?
Yeah.
I can't even think about it. I need to think about that. Like,
yeah, that's a hard question.
I could say mine while you guys think.
Yeah, please.
I don't got a band name. I really don't care about that. But for vocals, it would be Thomas Lindberg from At the Gates. Lead guitar, it'd be Peter Tagtegren from Hypocrisy. Rhythm guitar, I think, would be good for Andrew Craghan from My Dying Bride. For bass, Samoth from Emperor, and he did from Golgotha. He actually hasn't played that much bass, but except for on some Satyricon records. But I like his bass work on that, so I think it would be really good. And for drums would be Thomas Stotch from Blind Guardian.
Nice. I think it was more difficult to think while you were talking.
This sounds like a European
group. Just say your five favorite.
It would be like a Melodeath band, mine. It's like not even the most major genre of music I listen to. But
yeah, the supergroup.
I actually would be a supergroup. Maybe just in the metal community, but Sid would complain about it otherwise.
My band would be the lead singer of Falconer, the drummer from Falconer, and all the guitarists from Falconer.
Are
all
sure
of them, all eight
about
of them.
My
yes. No, I really like Falconer.
What I was saying before is like, it would be weird because the musicians in the band, I would think, would have to have like chemistry. You can't just say like, oh, I'll take for an example.
Yeah, you can't do like Chuck Schuldiner with
Diner.
So you know what happened? Before he died, he invented it. He invested in a series of diners.
Oh, I thought you were going to say not only did he invent death metal, he invented diners.
Yeah.
Would it be great if people could just get together and eat in a restaurant? That'd be great.
Oh. That's not his name, so I like to say it that way.
That's all right.
Diner. I love it.
He also wrote Peanuts.
Dead. He's not going to fucking care. Fucking care.
Oh, true.
But his fans are.
Yeah, their fans will care whatever if I say their name, regardless.
All right. I don't know who my super group is going to be, but I know the vocalist is going to be Chuck Blandington.
Oh, good.
And the drummer. He's going to be like Peter Gabriel. Yeah. Not Peter. Was it
Peter
Gabriel?
No, Phil Collins.
Phil Collins. Yeah, that's it. That's what I meant.
And Don Henley.
Phil Collins.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob Blandington.
Phil Collins.
Yeah. Rob
Guitar,
Supergroup, Dream Supergroup, Phil Collins, and Falconer.
Oh.
So they have, that's
that
the chemistry.
Really
two-piece grind band.
And they're called Walrus Warlust.
That's it.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, we never answered your question, but
is
we'll
anyone
going to
do it? You going to do it?
I don't think you guys can, but thanks anyways.
Yeah, we have to think about it.
We do deserve
a real
answer.
Or we just,
like,
talk it out. Just say the first person that comes to your mind.
I mean, I say was Dave from Botch. I say
okay, this conversation's over. We have Dave Mustaine reading.
Clearly, you're not going to have a lead guitar player in your band, so no one's interested.
Yeah, it's true.
Thanks for calling in, Grand Cross.
Sean wants guitar players in his band.
No, I don't.
Just fuzzy bass pedals.
Kind of
fuzzy bass pedals, electric triangle would be good.
He just wants men to molest.
Electric violin.
He's going to get the sampler from Pig Destroyer in his band.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the buzzsaw thing. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And I would like, for Noah's sake, a naked male trio playing kazoos.
Nice. All right.
Man! All right, who else we got?
We play on kazoos and look for elves.
Death Metal Diva in the chat says, my supergroup is Rob on each instrument. Yeah.
The skin
is brought
back. his own instrument.
It's the Chris Rouse's ass show.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm into it.
Yeah. Well, the rest of us don't like it.
Well, the rest of you don't have to listen to it.
Don't mind, that's funny.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Okay.
Do we have, what are we doing now?
We're doing Dave Mustaine.
So. You want to get a caller to play with us? We're going to do Dave Mustaine. We're going to merge the Dave Mustaine readings into porno Mad Libs. So we're removing the porno, and we're going to insert funny random phrases into Dave Mustaine's book.
Would you like to incorporate a caller into this?
I wouldn't. Well, Sean doesn't, so yes.
Okay. So we'll wait for one more line to fill up.
What? So yeah, once again, the Mustaine Mad Libs. We have his book, crossed out some words. We're going to come up with our own words and reread it.
Okay.
Possibly as Dave Mustaine.
All right. You guys are probably going to be angry at me for taking this call, but...
I vote with the chat room, who's all saying no callers. It'll ruin everything.
All right. So since the chat room doesn't want it, let's take a caller.
Yeah. And it's going to be Pizza Destroyer.
Oh.
What's up, buddy?
That's fine. I love
him. Oh, well, I just wanted to say that last week you never played my band and you said you would do it this week.
Okay, you know what? Hang up on this fuck.
You're fading
hang
out.
Hang up on this fuck.
Sean, don't touch me again. First of all, a piece of the story. Would you like to play Mad Libs?
No.
As a
no. I over
that. Yeah, I don't
okay.
like it.
No.
All right, sorry. Okay, 254.
Then we'll do 300 barrels, 35, and
they'll
shut down again, and I'll let you know when
it's
down.
Hello? No, hang up on the CB radio, and let's take a real caller.
Okay. 815.
815.
I just spoke to 815.
815.
Hello. This is Lois.
Hello. Hello, Lois.
Henry, give me my lucky strike.
He's doing shtick.
All right, let's hang up on this hook.
I think they're
okay,
right.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
That I was impersonating Lois.
Who's Lois?
All right, hang up on this fuck. Let's get to the game.
Christ.
Let's get to the game.
All right, who's going first?
I'll go first.
Let's start with Rob. Give me an instrument, please. Musical instrument.
A fiddle.
Fiddle. All right, we'll go...
Oh, there's like a porno Mad Libs.
We'll go clockwise, and Sean, give me animals. Type of animal.
Giraffe.
Giraffes. Mentioned earlier in the show. Okay, body part, knower.
Oh, the sphincter.
Sphincter. Frank, give me a name of a woman you know.
Noah.
Oh, come on!
Sorry.
Okay.
I do. I know Noah.
Rob, a derogatory name for a woman.
What about Sean?
Good shot. No, I didn't.
Oh. You were up.
Derogatory,
not in the room.
Derogatory name for a woman.
Noah.
No.
Hey!
Cunt.
Cunt. All right. Sean, give me a verb, please.
Fisting.
Fisting.
Yeah!
Or fist? Do you need present tense?
I'll adjust
okay.
the terms. Right. You
cool.
can just get
gotcha.
Noah, an adjective, please.
Slimy.
Slimy.
What's an adjective?
okay, Frank, give me a verb.
Action word.
kicking.
Kicking.
Rob, give me a present participle.
I need a liquid from Rob.
Anyway. Oh,
let me go to the bathroom then. Oh, semen.
Hey, at least
semen.
Buy me dinner first.
All right. Sean, a verb.
Oh, God.
Wait, hold on a second. Cannabis Josh in the chat room just said, I'm surprised they know what verbs and adjectives are.
Me too.
Me three.
Okay.
It's a adjective.
Verb.
Oh, I like that.
Adjective.
We'll say cunt stab.
Cunt stab. All right, Noah, a noun.
Dave Mustaine.
Okay, Frank. Verb, please.
Um, Sleeping.
All right, Frank. I mean, Rob, is a verb, please.
Smoking.
Smoking. All right, and Sean, a noun. Any noun. Person, place, or thing.
We'll go with the Great American Challenge.
Okay.
I guess that's a thing.
It is.
Okay.
That giant fish-shaped dildo.
Noah, another noun, please. Anything in the world.
A ball gag.
Ball gag. Frank, a verb. Another verb.
Vomiting.
Okay. Rob, a noun.
Weed.
I'm surprised by that.
Smoking.
Sean, another verb, please.
Beer. Abort.
Rob, that's cheating. Okay.
Abort is a noun?
No, it's a verb.
We have to. Okay.
I'm gonna weed this so hard.
An activity, please. Any activity.
An activity.
Weed.
Dissection.
Okay. Frank, a place. Any place in the whole wide world or elsewhere.
Playground.
Playground. Here to go see some wrestling. All right. Rob, a body part, please.
Weed.
No. nose.
Nose. Sean, give me a disease or an ailment or illness.
Rat scabies.
Rat scabies. I knew that was coming. Noah, give me an occupation or a job.
Lunch lady.
Okay.
A long one.
And Frank, a bad name for a man, derogatory term for a man.
I'm not sure.
Just look at Robin, the first thing that comes to your mind.
Douche.
Yeah, I guess we'll go douche.
All right. And Rob, a verb, please.
Verb, eh?
Wait, the chat room wants you to change it to boot face.
Come on. Come
well, it won't
on.
Be about Rob. So
Running.
Okay, Sean, an adjective. Almost done.
We'll say veiny.
Veiny, all right. Noah, a disease, a different disease, or an ailment, please.
Elephantitis.
Yeah. Last one. Frank, give me any substance, any type of substance.
Water.
Water. All right, we're ready to go. You want to cue the sweating bullets music?
Queued up already, buddy. Queued up already. Here it is. This is it.
Let's be honest. If you have money and you can play a fiddle, you can get laid. God knows there have been enough ugly giraffes in heavy metal who never seem to have a shortage of sphincter at their disposal. I was now in a better position. I'm sorry. I was now in a better position to partake of the sphincter table. And then Noah and Castleberry came along and put a crimp in my plans. See that cunt over there? I said to my friend Juan.
Wow.
Which one? The tall blonde. Juan nodded approvingly. Uh-huh, very nice. Yeah. I want you to go over there and tell her that I'd like to fist her. Juan, ever the slimy fellow, laughed and walked up to the blonde. I saw them chatting, saw Juan kick her. In my direction, I held up my glass, which was filled with semen.
That's probably true. That's not even a Mad Lib.
And smiled. The blonde gave me nothing in return. Moments later, Juan was back cunt-stabbing. She said if you want to meet her, you should come over yourself. Fair enough. One thing I didn't lack when it came to women was Dave Mustaine. So I walked over and started to sleep myself. Hi, my name is Dave. The blonde cut me off.
Yeah, I know who you are,
she said coolly.
The fact that she seemed disinterested... Sorry, I... Hold on a second. The fact that she seemed disinterested only smoked my great American challenge.
Yes.
Look, I'm really attracted to you, and I'd like to spend some time with you, but I'm hoping out a friend tonight who's trying to stay sober, and I have to ball gag with him. Can we get lunch some afternoon? Diabolically smooth vomit that I was. I knew this would work. She told me her name was Noah. Sorry, this is very hard. I lost my place.
That's okay.
I made it clear that I found her attractive, but that I was also willing to vomit for her. One weed date, then another. And pretty soon I'd begun to abort for her. Noah was one of those gorgeous playground girls. Long and lean, with nose that needed no spackle. Who are even more beautiful in the naked light. She was just a normal suburban girl from Upland, California, with a backstory not as hard as some, but hard enough. Her father had died of rat scabies when Pam was growing up, and she had assumed the role of surrogate lunch lady to her mom and surrogate sandbox to her little brother. To a degree, Noah became the family breadwinner, or at least one of the breadwinners, which led to a distorted sense of self. Her mom eventually got married again to a douche, who seemed at first like Prince Running, but turned out to be something veiny. Long story short, Pam had her share of elephantitis before I came along. And while we fell in water rather quickly, I'm not at all sure she knew what she was getting into.
Yeah. Wow.
Very good. Very good.
That was incredible.
Ay, ay, ay.
That was very rousing.
I kept losing my place because I was looking back and forth at two.
I just want to say that I think the episode title should be I Have to Ball Gag with Him. That was amazing. That
and
top.
I have to ball guy.
That totally topped the Dave Mustaine read.
I like that.
When we insert our own words into Dave Mustaine's mouth.
I have a comment from Sid.
Okay.
Ask Darren if he just farted.
Why?
Darren, did you just fart?
No, I did not.
When he denies it, refuse to believe him.
It's really true. I think she would know if I farted. It'd be pretty obvious.
I have a comment from Sid too. But,
in fact, her phone would have not been able to receive text if I farted. It would shut
no.
down.
Mine says, for the rest of the show, call Noah Steve.
Yeah, that
if
was
she
good.
Asks why, tell her she should know why. Offer no further explanation.
I didn't get
I'm
that
really
one.
Confused.
So it was that. That's why I didn't do it.
Yeah. Only you should have done it. We would continue to call her Noah.
But then I would be the awkward asshole. What the
fuck is wrong? Why didn't Sid call in and do that, though? Yeah. Hello, Steve.
He's at a pavement show.
Meet the real Steve.
Are we done with callers? Oh, no, because we have another half hour on the schedule, so
that's
we
right.
can still take callers.
Our show officially started at 8:30.
Awesome. 956.
Yeah, just
oh, wait,
keep
I think
on thinking it's my fault.
Never mind. 254.
I'm listening.
Okay. 502.
And what a piece of shit I am.
Wow.
Wow.
This guy.
No, we don't know what Battletoads are.
Oh my god.
A migraine headache.
Seriously.
You know what would be funnier though if like you wanted us to thrash it or trash it with a band and sent us to a website that had Rick Astley playing?
But now that you said it, you
right.
really
that's
really
already more but, thought than he put.
But
in.
That's like an example of how you could Rickroll us. Not just playing it over the phone, that's like you Rickrolling yourself.
Or if they weren't using a meme that's already 2 years old.
Fine, yeah. All right, agreed. But let's just say for the sake of argument, you want to do a successful Rickroll.
True.
It's like, imagine if I took
No, when you want to call Ken Pierce's podcast and you want to Rickroll him.
What if, like, if I walked outside with a boombox and I'm playing that song really loud, am I rickrolling every single person?
Yes.
No, I'm not. There's no deception there.
Of a rickroll. But this is the new rickroll. I
what
feel
is
this is my opinion.
Please be death metal.
Oh.
No, what is it really?
That's this one.
But I still, I think.
No, excuse me. I think it's this one.
Estás hecho para mí, Toyota.
Very good. But I don't think anything's going to top rickrolling that. Did you see in Macy's Day Parade on Thanksgiving when they had some float with like SpongeBob or something, and then SpongeBob went into like the float, and then the dude Rick Astley came out and sang that song, so the whole crowd
that
were watching on TV got
that.
Rickrolled.
Yeah. There was one. Like some public access show, or like British people, and they're the one guy. It's like a couple of reverends or something, and they're having a panel discussion about God or whatever. And the guy starts reading a letter from someone. He says, "I'm so happy to be a Christian because I know that God is never going to give me up, never going to let me down, never going to run around." And this, and that is so true because if he goes on for a minute. And then another guy on the panel was like, "Well, I think that's a joke, like an internet joke." Like, well, it's still true. Like, the guy's I'll try to find that while you talk. Oh, we got a phone call.
Phone balls.
It's
Illinois.
815, are you there, buddy?
Did you fall?
Hello, this is Customer Pain. I'm calling about my Great American Challenge.
Nice.
Hello, Dave Mustaine calling about your Great American Challenge. That's it?
That's it.
I found the video.
All right, cool.
Oops, hold on. Stand by.
Are you rickrolling us?
Yes.
Oh, sort of, yes.
No, he's about to rickroll God.
Says, I think it's a real shame that there is cynicism directed towards this channel, which only wants to help our fellow members of the flock. When will people learn that God will never give them up, never let them down, never run around or hurt them? I mean, she's right, isn't there?
Yes. I mean, I'm afraid I smile at that one because there's been an onslaught of such emails coming in, and that's from a song, you see. So it could be that someone's out there just trying to have a laugh. But actually, I don't want to diminish if it's a genuine email, but I'd say this to those who are trying to pull us down, that God can speak to you through this. You watch the channel and you try to pull us down, but you also, your ears are open, and you will be spoken to spiritually. And God knows who you are, even though you think you can take us down.
God is going to get you for rickrolling that preacher, is what he's saying. God knows who you are, you rickrolling sons of bitches.
God is watching you masturbate.
All right. Is there a caller?
No, they're just listening.
Do you want to do cancer scare?
Oh, we have
the
cancer scare.
We never got to cancer scare.
All right, so this will be the last thing before we leave for a week.
So cancer scare... sent in a little recap clip based on us going nuts with Larry King last week.
He actually makes a vocal appearance on this track.
Yeah. We hear what he sounds like. Cancer Scare revealed on the Metal Injection Livecast.
It's turning me on. This is really what my coitus sounds like.
It's like your grandpa taking
his pizza. Can I get a... Get over here?
Damn, this shit is progressive. This is like it. Larry King and Dream Theater had a baby. I can see myself impregnating someone to this. Oh, shit. Did not see that coming. This is like the fucking future of music, man. Wait for it.
I smell Jew. Is Larry King getting circumcised today?
So do we all agree that we thrash this?
Yeah, I don't think we need to.
Yeah.
Thrash, really?
No, trash, man.
kidding.
It sounds like bands that I don't listen to, which is why I trash this.
Man, fuck you guys.
Nice. That's pretty good. I like that one. That was good.
I like that one, but that strange voice that I didn't recognize was a little bit off-putting, and then I realized that was him.
Really? His voice puts you off?
No, I just, I forgot what you said, that he makes a cameo in it.
Oh, right.
So I was like, who
even though it was
that?
Like 2 seconds ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm used to that.
I'm really high right now.
I just got a boner that he put Gaza in it. It's one of my faves.
Really?
I love him. Gaza.
Kazaa.
The great.
No, it's Kazoo. Kazoo.
Hello, dum-dums. I am the great Kazaa. I will never give you up, never let you down. Yeah, the great Kazaa was just sued by Metallica, actually. No. Does anyone still use Kazaa? Is that still around?
Ah.
I used to have it.
Windows. Isn't it like a pay site now or something?
I don't know. It's Napster.
One thing I wanted to actually bring up today that we should get to is Metallica is going to be on a Ray Davies compilation. Ray Davies is the singer of the Kinks.
Yeah.
And I guess he's doing a compilation where he does like duets with other famous musicians like Ray Davies and Friends. So like it has Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, a bunch of those, and Metallica does You Really Got Me. And
they're doing that other Kinks song from their first album. Here.
Oh, you have it?
Cool, we did it again. It's pretty good. We got the Kinks and Metallica.
So I'm just waiting for this video to load, but this soundbite of them is pretty funny.
Oh, they're talking?
Well, they play Metallica's the band, and then James Hetfield does, like, backing vocals.
Oh, okay.
Is it all Kinks songs? Like, all these other bands play the songs and he sings them?
Yeah!
It's a super group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess.
La, 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 la! Yeah!
One more.
Met her in a bar and I forgot the word. She looked like a man and she was really a man, yeah. No. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's all load.
Oh, come on.
It's painful to me. Oh, here it goes. So this is him, Ray Davies.
Okay. But
Metallica playing.
Sounds exactly like the original. Actually, it sounds like the Van Halen version. I mean,
James in the background.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Because of James isn't coming up.
Yeah!
See? I approve of that. Man. That's...
I've said this for a while now. Metallica should do nothing but cover bands because that's the only thing they ever do that's good anymore. I think. I like their cover album.
The Garage Inc.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I like all their covers they've ever done, but they just don't make good music on their own anymore. I liked it. It was okay. It was kind of bland, you know.
I mean, they do attempt to cover themselves each night, right?
Hey, now!
Wasn't that the whole point of this newest record? Was trying to go back to the golden age?
Well, it kind of went back to load, I guess. That was a step in the right direction, at least. It skipped over St. Anger.
I like how in interviews, though, they were like, we had to do St. Anger to get to Death Magnetic, like...
Why?
We had to get that out of our system.
We had to get the shitty music out because it was under the shitty music.
They did a colonic.
That really is the perfect song for him to do, though.
Colonic?
No, that song, because it's like, oh, yeah! Everything is, yeah! Ooh!
But Ray Davies now sounds like a more coherent Ozzy Osbourne.
Kind of sounds like David Lee Roth singing his song
now.
Oh yeah!
Yeah, I guess he's singing his song.
Oh, he's really prominent on this track.
My lifestyle! My death style! Friends, tick, 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 tick! You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
I think Dave Mustaine does some guest appearances on this too.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault. I went nuts.
That's my favorite one.
Sweating blood.
Hey, man, I was supposed to sing with the Kinks. What about me?
Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault.
I remember on one, someone commented on our Dave Mustaine video on YouTube, the one where I did the first reading.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's like the comic book guy. He doesn't sound like that when he's talking.
Darren, that was me.
Well, no, it wasn't.
No,
stop
it wasn't.
Lying. You just love anything about Dave Mustaine. You wouldn't criticize it. But he was like, when he sings, he sounds like that. When he talks, he sounds totally normal. Worst reading ever.
All right. Someone put Larry King back in the closet.
Oh, yeah. You really got me now.
All right. We're gonna wrap things up. I'll give it to Bruno. Food. I have some Chinese food. I ate a lot of it. Don't want the rest now.
No.
Oh, yeah. I ate some Chinese food. I I'm really over it.
Chinese.
I'm really full now.
Chinese.
Ooh.
Dip some. Fried rice. Egg drop soup.
Barbecue spare ribs. We're a lot of tunes.
Soy sauce.
Okay.
That
guys...
was amazing.
Black gum.
Soy sauce.
No. Whoa.
No.
This is San Diego. Soy sauce. 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 Ping. 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 Ping.
Who let that piccolo snare in here?
I don't know, man. No, that was I dropped the pot.
Good.
Yeah, sorry. I dropped the pot down a flight of stairs.
Some kind of monster. Oh. Invisible kid. Never see what he did. Never see what he did. He's just a kid. Oh.
That is such a great way to describe the drum work in Stinger.
It's just
a pot
if you had...
falling down the stairs.
Well, if you went to the top of the Statue of Liberty and dropped it down for 74 minutes in a spiral all the way down, and they had mics all the way down the stairs so that it always kept making noise for 74 minutes, that would be the...
Play the beat! Play the beat!
Oh, my God.
Bing, 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 bing! Bing, 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 bing!
What was that other one?
Purify! Purify! You and I! Purify!
I think you've listened to the album more than anyone else.
I listened. You know what? And I thought when that came out, I liked some of the songs. The production was, like, impossible to listen to. I feel like if they made some of those songs into good songs, they could have had, like, 5 good songs, like an EP, but they were just massively long, unedited pieces of shit.
That can be said about their most recent album, too.
Less so. I think it's much better produced, but it's just... They don't have that touch anymore to make a... What's that talking over it?
Oh, it's just the music video when they're in the prison.
Oh, I forgot. Right. Oh, God.
So bad.
Shoot me. Bing, bing, bing. I know this is very 2003 to be talking about this. But...
2006.
What? No, this came out in 03.
Well, that's weird. An ad loaded in the middle of this... Jeez, Metallica, sorry.
As much money as possible.
Yeah, they can't even stop fucking selling out. Bing, bing, bing.
This song is brought to you by Tupperware.
Bing, 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 bing.
Okay, can the title,
get some
of, the episode, can the title of the episode be Ping, Ping, Ping?
Seriously,
Ping, ping, ping.
All right, give me an onomatopoeia, Noah. Go.
Ping, ping, ping.
All right.
Oh,
I was meeting a girl, and she ping, ping, ping me in the bar with her slimy foot.
Better than I have to ball gag with him?
All right. We'll
two
go
titles.
On after.
Two titles.
Efren's upset that you called Metallica sellouts.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why don't you call
Metallica
it?
Sellouts, Metallica sellouts.
Metallica sellouts, Metallica sellouts. I take pots and drop them from the Statue of Liberty. Oh!
Ping, 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 ping.
This is one of my favorite moments on the livecast.
That was what brought down the Twin Towers. I dropped pots from the top of it and they fell down for hours.
Ping, ping, ping. Frank, you're a drummer. Does this make your ears bleed?
Yeah.
Bing! 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 I don't know which one to see Frank's head explode right now.
I can't figure out what it is. I don't know if they just, like, mic'd it from the bottom, and that's why it sounds like that, or just the snare he used, or detuned it, or...
They used special skins, he said. They actually, when this came out, they did a video where they interviewed him walking down through his drum kit. Like, it
I'm
wasn't
sure
a
there's
drum
a whole
kit.
Explanation for it. I just don't care. There's no reason to have this.
We went for that raw sound, man. We just wanted that raw sound. It doesn't sound raw. It sounds like you suck at playing music.
Didn't a lot of new metal bands use that same kind of drum style back in the day when new metal first exploded?
What, this kind of style? What, the sound? Or something?
Yeah, that really tight, 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 tight snare, you know? I hate it.
I wouldn't put this past new metal.
Yeah, true.
Alright.
Okay, we're not getting paid for overtime. Goodbye.
We're... Let's end on a song or something.
What kind of song?
Wait, wait. I just want to say happy birthday to my sister today.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
More shout-outs?
Yeah. There's only one.
Hey, Sean's sister.
Are you hot? Yeah.
Is she really listening to our show? Probably
not. Probably listening tomorrow.
Does she have a website that you want to plug?
Yeah. She's actually having a gallery opening in Williamsburg.
She's going to be at Williamsburg throwing pots off the top of a building.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
I have a commercial we can add that on.
Okay.
Do it up.
Thor Fumes.
Oh, hello. This is your guitar god and virtuoso, Thor Shredsfield. Many of you have tried to play guitar like me. Try to dress like me. And even try to act like me. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? No, really, where the fuck art thou? Let me propose a new facet in which you should direct your undivided attention. Introducing Thor Fumes! Now you can smell like Thor Shredsteam. For just a limited time only, you can experience and share the blended aroma of string lube, rustic leather, callus removal cream, and my own Thor essence. It's a splash of my sweat, but shh, that's between you and Thor. Call now, and not only will you get a fantasized bottle of Thor Fumes, but also the Thor-shredded weed whacker. The guitar-shaped whacker and blade, along with a guitar strap harness to allow you to practice your guitar stage tricks and whack your weeds at the same time. So, where is your phone? Dial the number now at 1-800-I-WANT-THOR'S-PERFUME-IMMEDIATELY. And if you call within the next 10 minutes, Thor will wring out a towel of his own sweat on the Thor fumes for that extra Thor essence.
We get to the show. Under replace. What's that? There.
Wow.
Bent.
Pay-per-view.
There,